You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Radio.
We've got to address a question that has come in about whether it's okay to say, have got to.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
And this week's question comes from Terry. Terry says, I recall being chastised in elementary school when anyone made the mistake of using has and got together in the same sentence. Is this just being overly picky, or is there a grain of truth in this advisory? What do you think, Anne?
Yes.
Done. Segment over.
All right. Is there anything wrong here? No. Do people think there's something wrong here? Yes. Which is why it gets a little complicated. And I remember being corrected on this and developing a sense that I should be careful in this has got territory. There are actually two constructions here, and it's worth separating the two. We have the construction have got, which is synonymous with have, and we have the construction have got to, which is synonymous with must. Both of them have been criticized. Both of them have been around since the 19th century. Let's start with have got in the meaning of have. Here, the got is redundant, absolutely. It is also emphatic. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. Rebecca, let's imagine a situation where you and I are with a couple other people and we realize that we need $40 in cash and we're looking at each other and I say, I've got 10.
And I say, I've got 20.
Exactly. Now you'll notice both of us have used the have got construction. We have both contracted it. We didn't say, I have got 10. We said, I've got 10.
It sounds really strange without the contraction.
Yeah, and these constructions are often contracted, but absolutely idiomatic. Nothing wrong with it. I would guess our listeners also didn't hear much wrong with it. Interestingly, a couple things here. One is have got is only used in the present tense. We would say, I've got 10, but not, I had got 10. If we did say, I had got 10, it would probably mean I obtained 10, as in I had gotten 10.
And then we use a different word entirely.
Then we use gotten instead of got. Now let's look at have got to in the sense of must. This has been criticized. Again, there's really nothing wrong here. It would be seen as more informal than must, and the got is redundant, but redundancy can be emphatic and not incorrect. We would use this in something like, I've got to get gas. You'll notice I've contracted it again. I didn't say I have got to get gas for the car. I could, but often it's contracted. And then we often will leave out the have, which gets us to I gotta get gas for the car.
I think that my teachers would have been more likely to criticize gotta.
Well, that's right. And with the have or without the have, I've gotta get gas, I gotta get gas. That got to becomes gotta. We would spell it G-O-T-T-A, except we have such standardized spelling. This is much more spoken than written. Again, used only in the present tense. So I could say, I've got to get gas for the car, but I would not say, I had got to get gas for the car. I would just say, I had to get gas for the car.
For this one, not using the contraction actually doesn't sound as strange to me, like the other one, because of using it for emphasis. I could say, I have got to see Bruce Springsteen on Broadway.
Exactly. It is often contracted, but I like the way you kept the uncontracted form for emphasis.
I mean that too. Looking for tickets.
So for all our listeners who are worried about this, I will end by quoting Brian Garner in his American Usage Guide from 2009. Garner writes, the phrase have got, often contracted as in I've got, has long been criticized as unnecessary for have. In fact, though, the phrasing with got adds emphasis and is perfectly idiomatic.
I've got to say, that makes sense to me. We'll go with it. Thanks so much, Anne.
Enjoy the rest of the day.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.